You. Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. And today's a really special show. It is one that is near and dear to my heart. And I'm sitting here with two beautiful women who have a story to tell, and they are helping thousands of people deal with something that happens as we get older. And we were chatting here before I hit record, and you know, I even got a little bit emotional thinking about this stuff. And that topic is dementia. So I'm sitting here with Sue Ryan and Nancy Treister, who have made the caregiver's journey. They are the co-founders. So what that means is they offer practical tips and really candid conversation for families looking after loved ones with Alzheimer's or dementia. So through this website and through their knowledge, they really give us practical step-by-step advice with an online course. And today they are going to answer some of my questions and help so many of you guys out there. So it's really good to see you, and it was so good to meet you guys.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thanks for having us as well. We appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I'm going to jump right in. If you guys are okay, can I jump right in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's a specific moment or realization that inspired you to co-found this, the co-founders of the caregiver's journey?
Nancy and I were sitting together in her living room with her son and her husband was wandering around the house. He was living with a type of dementia. Nancy was really frustrated because she was in that messy middle of the journey and was trying to get answers and she couldn't find them. And a friend of hers had said, "Well, just call Sue. She's been through it." So she was calling me and we were helping. And she goes, "But not everybody has a Sue." And late at night, when she was struggling with something and she's going and trying to Google it or try to find it, she couldn't find the information she wanted. And we talked about that. And I said, "Well, I've wanted to launch a podcast for a long time, but not do it on my own. Would you be interested in it?" And she said, "Yes." And that began the caregiver's journey.
Yes, it did.
Beautiful. I love that story. I love that so much. So then how did you guys connect? Like, what common vision really brought this all together?
I think the most first, Sue and I've known each other for 35 years. We worked together for a long time, and not only did we work together, but she moved back and forth between Chicago and Atlanta 3 times, and in one of those moves, she was my next door neighbor. So we were neighbors, and we were good friends at work, and we had a lot of respect for each other at work as well. I was very impressed and admired Sue for the way she did her job, and vice versa. And so we just had a lot of mutual trust and a lot of mutual respect. And so when she came up here for the and we had the conversation around doing the podcast, it just launched us off immediately. Most people, I think, when they partner up for something, it's hard to have 35 years of trust and respect rolled into it when you start. And that's where we started. So it puts us on, I think it makes us a team that from day one. And not only being a team from day one, but a complementary team. We are so much alike, and yet we're very different. And because of that mutual trust and respect, we can disagree with each other, we can bring another point of view. And just today, I think you said, you know, that we were going through an outline of a podcast that we're going to record, and we were changing it up and everything. And Sue said, "This is so much better because we're both doing it together." And we feel that almost every day.
When I first got on the call with you guys, I could feel the energy that you two have. It's so beautiful. And I could also see the major differences just in the way you're interacting. But that's powerful to have two, like you need a team. You need to have someone to rely on, especially with a topic like this, right? It's not easy to manage, never mind doing it on your own. So that's beautiful. I love that story. I'm so curious though. So when you started the caregiver's journey, what gap like were you trying to address?
Very specific gap. What we recognized is we didn't want to be chit-chatting about dementia or chit-chatting about anything else. We wanted what we needed when we were struggling, which is practical tips and having candid conversations about what we call the good, the bad, and the ugly about the caregiving journey. And our whole focus is when you come, and our episodes are 20 to 25 minutes long because caregivers are busy. They are chock full with very specific to a topic, practical tips. And then it was the most popular episodes are when we share what didn't work.
It's the truth.
Because there were a lot of times when it didn't work, because it's a perfectly imperfect journey. And that's what we really wanted to do. What we said is that we want people to learn faster and more easily than we did. And we want them to move from frustrated, overwhelmed, and sometimes frightened to confident and supported and have more peace of mind in their journey. And that's the whole lens. And we take that very seriously. And we're very responsible about that.
Yeah, so true. And it's been a lot of fun. And at the same time, we've gotten great reaction from listeners, and that's fuels us every day to keep going.
Yeah.
Raw, real reaction, right? Like you guys sharing those real life stories of what didn't work. And that's what so many people are struggling with. And you guys are giving it a voice.
And
so
they want to hear
people
from,
are able to relate.
They want to hear from other people who've been through it too. We've had comments from multiple people. And I even hear comments from when I'm talking to a practitioner who wants to hear about what we're doing and wants to recommend it to their patients or their patients' families. And they'll say, my clients want to hear from other people who've been through it. So the real life experience adds a lot of
credibility
and meat to it, I think.
Yeah. And what to and not to do. I mean, we've learned as much about what not to do as we have from what to do. And it helps because it narrows down trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So talk to me then about how it's evolved since the beginning.
So I don't think we had a pretty clear idea at the beginning that we wanted a short, to the point, practical tip oriented information. And we thought we'd start with a podcast, and we created a framework that we've come to figure out, I don't think we knew at the time, is very much an advice and how to podcast.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Matter of fact, we won a Gold Stevie Award for our podcast, and we'd only been doing it for 10 months. We won the first place in the advice and how to category.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure we knew that's what we were doing, but that's our format. It's very specific, and we're very choppy chop, as Sue said, you know, here it is in 20 to 25 minutes, what you need to do in this particular situation. Since then, as our business has unfolded and as we've kind of gotten some rhythm going, we came to appreciate that actually the podcast is the core of what we do, and that we're going to and are launching from that blogs. So every podcast has a matching blog, which effectively is taking notes for the podcast. We've created guides, and everything we've done is under the guise of how do we help dementia family caregivers. So one of the things we did in March of this year is we moved from being a commercial organization to a nonprofit, so that we can completely back away from anything other than giving back with what we're doing.
Yeah. And that's been great to become what we do now is that this helps us to be able to make sure that as we're bringing solutions to the dementia family caregivers, they're going to be able to, no matter what their financial situation is, they're going to be able to actually use them. So we are, everything so far is we're giving things away.
I love that. So what can our listeners really get from the caregiver's journey today?
Today, we've got guides that we've created that walk in detail through something that's a specific situation that they would be facing. For example, in the podcast, we did 5 different episodes. Who knew there'd be 5?
Exactly.
But we covered incontinence. And when we looked at the journey of incontinence, which is huge, we said, okay, people need a guide for how to do this because it was such a variety of different things. So once we created that, we said, then this and this and this. So we're creating a variety of different, and they're complimentary, where they can come to our website and download that. We've got the podcast. We've created the notes that we decided that if we were going to do a blog, why do a blog on something other than giving the details of that? And then we've also had part of our journeys, we've had different journeys. And so we've got a wide range of experiences. And we recognize that workshops are one of the kinds of experiences that people will benefit from. One quick example is Nancy's care has always been with her loved ones staying in the home. So she's been on three different journeys, and all, and for everyone, the care receiver has stayed at home. I have, on the other end of that, I have multiple journeys, and my care receivers have moved into a care community. So we've got a depth of understanding of that, and we can help people through that process. So those are another thing. And then what we're looking for doing in the future is of, you know, we both of us are speakers, so getting the message out and drawing people toward things. So what we also said we wanted to do is we didn't want to become a whole wide range of things in the beginning. What we wanted to do is to start with the podcast, create the blogs that really are like their listeners' notes. So if they are listening to this while they're working out or walking or something, they've got it. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We want to make sure that anything that we add is truly offering value to something that they have as a need, not just as something we think might be kind of fun to do.
Exactly. Beautiful. So what is the podcast process like?
The podcast process is intense.
Yes.
And be that good or bad, because we do have guests periodically in our podcast, and we put our guests through the same intensive process that Sue and I go through ourselves. So on the average for Sue and I, it takes about 10 hours to create, outline, and record a podcast. I'm not including the editing and everything. I'm talking about just how long it takes us to create.
Yeah.
What's the topic? How do we outline it? We beat it up to death, because you can't, it's hard to get stuff down into 25 minutes without really challenging yourself. Is this really important? Are we getting the right points across, and so on? And then obviously we record them, and we probably shorten it a little bit for our guests, but we let them go back and actually do some of the work on their own, because it's usually a topic that they're covering that they're experts in. But we go through that same podcast framework process to generate and create each and every podcast.
And every single podcast guest we've had on has just raved about our process, because what they've said is it helps them be very intentional about the messages. So we create the framework because we want them to be able to share their message. We create the framework. We say, what messages do you want? Then we walk through it with a dry run, and then we go through and record it. So they're investing maybe 4 hours of their time. And yet what they're able to give is what really is most valuable. So they've had a chance to think about it for days and sometimes weeks beforehand, and recognize what's going to be most valuable for them to share about that topic. And every single one has really been thrilled when they got done and said, this was a great investment of time.
Yeah. We had the discussion and made the conscious decision that if we were going to have guests, because we knew that was going to be something we'd like to do, that would we put them through the same process we go through every time?
We said yes.
We said yes. And so far it's been okay.
Yeah. Been well received.
What are some of the topics that you guys cover?
We've covered a variety of topics. We have covered, as I mentioned, we've covered incontinence. We've talked about safety in the home. We've talked about the transition from the very beginning to things like needing to take away the keys. We've talked about keeping the home safe. What do you do? So when your loved one, if you're going to be keeping your loved one at home, how do we help keep them safe at home? We've talked about wandering.
Activities of daily living. So how do you deal with bathing and dressing? How do you deal with personal care like grooming and haircuts?
Bringing in a new care. If you're bringing a caregiver into the home, how do you help them get acclimated? How do you, you know, help work with them so that you're the best care partner for them? Today we recorded a podcast episode for caregivers who are also working outside the home, because there's a lot going on. And Nancy, that's something we've both been. So what we're doing is we look at issues that all caregivers address. We've talked about bathing and dressing and a variety of different things. And no topic is off limits. So if the listeners to this have a topic, please share it with us. What we wanted are the things that people would struggle with. People would say, I don't know how to do this. And we walk them through it step by step. And then the other thing that we do with that is when we record the episode, and we're very specific about this, when we record the episode, if we recommend a product, it's or a program, it's only because...
Yeah, we've taken it. So we'll talk about that more in a few minutes, but I think that's, we only recommend products that we've used.
Beautiful. Yeah, amazing. And there's that gap to when someone is going into home care, like they're waiting to get into a home. And then there's that time that you have to wait. So a lot of people are, struggling with how to manage that stuff. So it's so important that people know. I love that.
Lisa, we do have a global audience, and culturally in some of our, where we've got big, a lot of listeners, they don't even move people into care communities. It's more culturally, they keep them at home. And so they're struggling with everything all the way to the very end in their home.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah. I guess so. Right. You guys cover the whole globe and there's different ways of doing things all over the world. Mm-hmm. So that's really good to know.
And we're very sensitive to our audience being a global community. And whereas some of the things that we identify are US specific, there are other things we address that are global considerations.
Beautiful. So what are your hopes for the future of the caregiver's journey?
Sue hinted to this a little bit. We are, you talked about the global stuff, because that's obviously what we'd rather be able to do. Is everything we do is in English right now. So we'd like to be able to have our guides translated, even have our podcast translated. So that's a goal for the future, is to address, because, people are forced to, some of the countries where we're very popular, English is the second language, and they're forced to listen in English or look at subtitles, So we'd like to make that easier. We also are forging some pretty strategic partnerships. That's been part of our focus for the last few months. Because we are adding a Trusted by Us page to our website that will have other types of resources that we think could help dementia family caregivers, books or training, things like that. And we're only, as Sue already said, we're only going to recommend things, training that we've taken ourselves or books we've read that we feel like ourselves, and we're going to limit it. We're not going to have a laundry list of stuff. It's overwhelming enough to be a dementia family caregiver than to be a dementia family caregiver who has a laundry list of things to choose from. I need the top three things I should read. And that's all I need. I don't need the 15 things you think are good. I need three. And I'll come back after that. So we're going to try to be very concise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's important, especially in today's fast-paced world. Even, people want information, they want the right information. So the fact that you guys... are backing everything you're selling, in a sense that it really gives that confidence that they can be assured that the information that you're giving them is going to really be helpful.
Our vision is that we're a trusted advisor for family caregivers, and we're a trusted resource for providers, for medical providers, for other care providers, that when people have a question, they say, they'll use our podcasts and our other resources because they know that they are trusted.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, thank you for being here. But how can our listeners support the caregiver's journey? Or get involved, in a sense?
Yeah, I would say most importantly, let us know if you have topics you think we should cover. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. We have a contact us form on our website. Just go out there and tell us if there are topics you would like to hear about. We'd love to know what those are. And then secondly, we are a nonprofit. And if you go out to our webpage, thecaregiversjourney.org, and it's thecaregiversjourney.org, in the top right-hand corner is a donate button. Obviously, anything you could donate would help us continue to build more resources.
And if you go out to YouTube and you're watching the podcast, go ahead and click on that like button. They like that. So those are the kinds of things that really help. Subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Beautiful. So thank you so much for answering all those questions. I feel like the audience has a very much better understanding of what you guys offer. Is there any final messages that you would like to give to our audience before we say goodbye?
think the most important thing that from my lens is that we're committed to bringing valuable content that's actionable, that people can take and use right away, and to doing it with topics that listeners really need. And we encourage our listeners, as we just said, we really encourage our listeners, and we mean it. Reach out. If there's something you're struggling with, reach out. Let us help.
Yeah. Because Sue always says, we end every podcast with, we're all on this journey together. Because it takes a village to be a dementia family caregiver, all the support you can possibly get.
Wow, I love that. That's so cute. You guys are awesome. Where can we find you? What is your website?
It's thecaregiversjourney.org. So make sure you put the "the" in front of it. You should be able to find us. If not, just put in Caregiver's Journey podcast and we'll show up as well.
Beautiful.
We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and you can find those links from the website. You can get to that. You can get to the YouTube. You can get to anything through our website.
Beautiful. And I will make sure that we have those in our show notes as well for the audience, so they can just click and follow you guys immediately. So, man, it was so fun talking to you guys today. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for helping us get the word out, because that's obviously 50% of the job here. We can create resources all day long, but if people don't know about them, then we're wasting our time.
We want to help as many people as possible. So thank you very, very much. We appreciate you.
Thank you. And to our audience, thank you for showing up and for being here. And just like Sue and Nancy, the advisor needs you to like and subscribe. So before you sign off for today, please do not forget to do so. In order to grow, we need your support as well. And this is a really, really sensitive topic. And if any of you out there are really, really struggling, please make notes, send us a message. We will make sure that these two amazing ladies get your message and they can provide you with the support that you might be looking for or steer you in the right direction. Until next time, my name is Lisa Urbansky with The Advisor. You heard from Nancy and Sue of The Caregiver's Journey. Bye for now.
Bye.